How do you do? For many years, the man in this story left behind a trail of pain, bloodied faces, and soiled lives because he thought violence was fun. But evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him, according to an old proverb. And he learned the truth of this just before his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Man, the French Quarter is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought West Memphis was wild. But home was never like this.
I reckon law don't care what people do here just as long as they spend money.
Well, now don't you be too sure about that. Look who just walked in.
A cop?
See for yourself. He's looking everybody over real good.
You know what? Those guys make me nervous.
Me too. Uh-oh. I think he's looking at us.
But we ain't done nothing wrong.
Here he comes.
You boys strangers in town?
Yes, sir. Just seeing the sights.
Where are you from?
West Memphis, Arkansas.
West Memphis, huh? All right, let's go.
Go where?
Outside. And don't try to give me any trouble.
This is Unshackled, the award-winning series of true life stories dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Some people who live on the streets have chosen to do so, but for most, being homeless is a wretched, dark experience. That's why Pacific Garden Mission is called the Old Lighthouse, a lifeline to the perishing. The mission provides food, fresh clothing, and a clean, safe bunk for the night to hundreds of men, women, and children. Resident guests also receive medical and dental care in the mission clinic, all without charge. Pastors and counselors illuminate the darkness in each soul with the light of the world, the good news that can change any life, like the man in this story. Now for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3215 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Okay, that's far enough. Turn around and put your hands against the wall while I search you. What's this in your pocket? A pistol, 25 caliber.
Well, I was worried about being robbed.
More likely you are the robber.
No, we're just passing through.
You're going to the station for questioning. Go on, get in the cruiser. We've had a string of armed robberies, and I think I've found the culprits.
The young man in our story was barely 20 and guilty of many things, but not the armed robberies in New Orleans. This is the sequel to John Thomas Allen's story from the classic files of Unshackled.
I was born during the Depression. Grew up listening to prize fights on the radio, so violence became second nature to me. I would run home from school for lunch and then run back again so I could do some boxing on the playground. We had all kinds of fights, BB guns, clods of dirt, even tomatoes. I was accident prone. One day I was climbing a pecan tree when the branch broke and I landed flat on my back. Hey, what happened, Dad? I just woke up in bed. Where is everybody?
Oh, at the neighbor's, I reckon.
I fell out of the pecan tree today.
That wasn't today, son. That was 3 days ago.
3 days ago?
Uh-huh.
Honest?
Yeah. You've been walking around some and talking to... You don't remember?
No!
Yeah, you're a tough one, Tom. Reminds me of the time you fell off the wagon and the wheels ran over your chest and head. Yeah, I reckon the only thing that saved you was the muddy road. Squished you down instead of squishing you flat.
I was 12 when I started smoking. The principal caught me with a cigarette in the school restroom. Took me to his office where he rolled up his sleeves and gave me a whooping. Not long after that, a friend brought some whiskey to school in a medicine bottle. Gave me some to drink. Alcohol made me meaner than ever. Ours was a close-knit family, but, well, we never went to church.
Tom, you got any plans for the summer?
Just to have a good time, Dad.
Well, how'd you like to go to California and spend the summer with your Aunt Edna?
The whole summer?
Yep, you and your sister.
Well, reckon I can put up with her just to be in California. I was 15, and my aunt let me do as I pleased that summer. So I ran wild, hitchhiking all over Southern California. I met a kid whose dad kept liquor in his store. We would sneak in at night and get drunk. In the fall, we returned to West Memphis, and Dad picked us up.
Did you have a good time, Tom?
Did I ever? It was great. Where's Mom?
Well, she won't be coming home again. We got divorced.
Divorced?
Mm-hmm.
How come nobody told us?
Well, I'm telling you now.
Well, where is she?
In the state hospital.
What's wrong with her, Dad?
Well, she had a nervous breakdown.
Well, this is terrible. You should have told us.
I didn't want to spoil your summer. Oh, by the way, I remarried, so you have a stepmother now?
I felt so betrayed, deceived. My mother died in that mental hospital. I always figured she died of a broken heart. In high school, I played football, taking my antipathy out at life on the football field. Our team was notorious for dirty play, so I fit right in, especially when my stepmother gave me money for cigarettes and whiskey. I graduated with no real plan for the future.
Hey, Tom, what all you got lined up for the summer?
Gotta find me some kind of job, so I'd have some beer money, Hank.
You're not going to college?
Nah. My dad offered to pay tuition for junior college, but I'm ready for adventure.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why I jumped into marriage.
You know, I'm thinking about joining the Merchant Marine. See the world from a ship.
Hey, let's go to New Orleans. Join there.
Man, I'd love to see New Orleans.
Yeah, we can get there in a day hitchhiking.
Well, what about your wife?
She'll be here when I get back. I can't believe it. They all ask the same question. What's your experience?
Yeah, maybe they expect you to buy your own boat, get experience that way. It's crazy.
And one thing for sure, even if we don't get jobs in the Merchant Marine, I don't want to go back home.
Well, we've come this far. No use going back now.
So, where do we find all that adventure?
What about the Marine Corps?
Now, that might be more adventure than we're looking for.
How so?
Well, a guy was telling me that recruits get... well, 8 weeks at Paris Island, then go straight to Korea. Instant combat.
So, let's give it a try. Better than going home. My buddy was rejected by the Marine Corps while I was accepted. They gave me a meal ticket and a hotel room, and I was supposed to be sworn in at 8 in the morning. My buddy and I decided to drink up the last of my money at a bar in the French Quarter. That's when the policeman detained us. And took us to the police station for questioning.
Tell the truth. What are you doing in New Orleans?
I told you. We came to join the Merchant Marine, but nobody would take us.
Because you're thieves. You two robbed that couple at gunpoint.
I was supposed to join the Marines 2 days ago, but you ruined that plan.
They don't want losers like you.
Hey, that's not true.
You're charged with 3 counts of armed robbery. Confess and get it over with, and the judge might be lenient.
I'm telling you, we're innocent. We were charged with armed robbery, taken to court, sent to prison in New Orleans. We were there long enough to get a short course in crime from some of the older prisoners.
Allen? John Thomas Allen?
Yeah?
Come with me, Allen.
What's up?
Y'all been released.
You mean it?
Yeah, some other guy confessed to the crimes you were charged with.
I told them, but they wouldn't listen.
Well, just collect your stuff and get out of here.
They had no right to do that to you, Tom.
Messed up my plan to join the Marine Corps, Dad.
And now you have a criminal record.
No, they said they would expunge the record since we were innocent.
Well, that's the least they could do. So, what now, college?
I've been to college, Dad. I learned how to fool the cops, how to break into places, how to cover your tracks. Prison teaches you a lot of things.
Oh, I hope you're not serious, son.
I'm just kidding, Dad. I'm going to join the Army.
Or you'll end up in Korea.
I'm looking for adventure, remember?
In a moment, we'll hear more about where John's choices led. Unshackled is translated by Nationals into Polish and broadcast in Poland on a Christian radio station there. With nearly 600,000 listeners, these true dramatizations reach a nation that had been under communism for decades. The target audience is unbelievers, those who are indifferent or even antagonistic to the gospel. This letter from a listener in Poland writes, "I listened to Unshackled on Radio CCM. It was the testimony of a drunkard who had totally ruined his life and that of his family, too. It was a picture of me. I met Jesus, and the restoration process has started." To learn more about this ministry or any of our other ministries, write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org.
I joined the Army in February 1951. After infantry basic, they shipped me to the Japanese island of Honshu, where I was put in with the California National Guard outfit. This I didn't like, so I went to the first sergeant.
So you want to talk to the CO. What about?
Transfer.
What for?
Well, to start with, this is a National Guard outfit, and I'm regular Army.
With about as much time in uniform as some of the guys have had in chapel. What else?
Well, y'all come from the same place. Everybody knows everybody else.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm not an insider. I'm an outsider from Arkansas. I don't have a chance.
A chance at what?
To get ahead. If there's a promotion coming up, a California guy will get it. But if there's a lousy detail coming up, guess who's on that list?
That's what you want to tell the CO?
That's it. I want to be transferred to a place where a guy can get an even break.
Okay, Alan. You've got my permission to talk to the CO. But there'll come a day when you'll wish you hadn't asked for a transfer.
I talked to the CO, who said he would do what he could. Not long after that, I stopped by the orderly room to pick up a pass so I could go to a nearby village.
Sorry, Alan. No pass for you.
Well, why not? I finished amphibious training. Now I'm ready for a little fun.
Should have thought of that before you asked for a transfer.
You're punishing me for wanting a different outfit?
No. Your transfer came through. There's some paperwork you have to do first.
What kind of paperwork?
Nothing much. Just make out your last will and testament.
My new division was stationed in the south of the island near Mount Fuji. There I found other soldiers who'd been on trouble as I was. Japan was still an occupied nation, and we were not ambassadors of goodwill. We drank in bars without paying. We broke into the light bamboo houses at night. We were barbarians. After I was discharged, I went back to Arkansas where I married a party girl named Pat. We had a son and a daughter, but after 4 years of marital fighting, we divorced. Leaving my children was difficult, but in time they would come to the Lord. I sold what I had and headed for Los Angeles, but I only got as far as Las Vegas.
Hey, where do you want to go?
L.A. if I can get there.
Well, that's where this highway goes. Get in. How long were you in Vegas?
4 crazy days.
Oh, boy, it looks like they cleaned you out.
They got it all. Before I left Arkansas, I sold everything I had. 4 days of shooting dice, and here I am, busted flat.
Well, you're not the first. Say, were you headed for California when you left Arkansas?
Well, I was headed for Los Angeles, all right, but I stopped outside of West Memphis, where the highway forks, and I flipped a coin. I said, heads, Los Angeles, tails, Houston. I got heads.
Too bad, just stopped in Vegas.
I hitchhiked and bummed my way to Santa Monica. Alone, heartsick, and homeless, I was dying for a drink of whiskey. As soon as I found a job and had money coming in, I went back to my old ways, liquor, nightclubs, and women. I began having terrible headaches and long blackouts when I walked and talked, but later I couldn't remember anything. July the 4th, I went to San Francisco to visit my sister, and I returned to Santa Monica, where I got drunk, woke up with a hangover. Sick and anxious, I went to the beach to soak up the sun. There I saw the most beautiful woman in the world. Her hair was so long, the ends of it almost touched the sand. But what impressed me more was the happy expression on her beautiful face. She sat joyfully with two elderly people. I was wearing dark glasses, so I stared at her and then lay down on the sand, not more than 15 feet from them. If I could be half that happy, life would be wonderful. Well, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. Then I moved closer. So close, I was looking into her eyes. I'm a John Tom Allen.
Oh, hello, John Allen.
Would you mind holding my shirt while I go lie in the sun?
I guess so, John Allen.
Thank you. All my friends call me Tom. I lay in the sun for a while, but as soon as I noticed that the two people with her were getting ready to leave, I went back to her.
Here's your shirt, Tom.
Well, thank you. What's your name?
Donna Lee.
Is Lee your last name?
No, it's Ryan.
Donna Lee. Well, that's real pretty. It's the kind of name girls have in my part of the country.
Oh, where are you from?
West Memphis, Arkansas.
I'm from Phoenix.
Well, you're not leaving, are you?
Oh, no, we're on vacation.
Well, can I have an address where you're staying? I'd like to see you again, soon. They were staying in a nearby apartment complex that rented by the week. Apartments from which I had just been evicted for not paying my rent. I managed to clear my head for our first date that evening.
Sunset on the ocean is beautiful, isn't it?
Not as beautiful as you, Donna Lee.
Oh, you sure have a way with words, Tom.
Nobody ever accused me of that before. A way with my fists, maybe.
Are you a fighter?
I had a few. Had my first fist fight when I was 9 years old. Neighbor lady nagged me on. Till I hit her boy.
Why on earth would she do that?
Guess she wanted him to learn to stand up for himself.
Well, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
What do you mean?
Well, I think God wants us to reach out to others with kindness, not anger.
How do you know God isn't a fighter, too?
Well, he is, in a way. But his ways are not like our ways.
My family never went to church, so I don't know much about God.
You can learn.
Well, with you, I could do anything.
So, what else did you do besides fight when you were growing up?
Oh, climbed trees, played sports, pestered the girls.
They probably liked it.
There's something about you, Donna Lee. When I first saw you, I was like magnetized to you.
All of a sudden, there you were right in front of me.
Well, I couldn't help myself. I just fell in love with you. That was July the 5th. 5 days later, we were engaged. In November, we married in Las Vegas. A love at first sight courtship. Did we live happily ever after? No. Because I was so shackled to my old ways, even Donna Lee couldn't change them. At home, I was a hot-tempered tyrant. But I didn't spend much time at home, even though Donna Lee was expecting our first baby. I left her in Phoenix and spent most of my time with hoodlums and ex-convicts. I rambled to Flagstaff, Reno, El Paso, and Mexico for months at a time without telling Donna Lee where I was.
Hey, take your hands off of me. What are you doing?
To me, the sound of an ambulance siren is still a little frightening. So often when I heard one, I wondered if it was taking Tom to the morgue. Other times, I didn't worry at all because Tom was away. I didn't know where he was. I spent a lot of time reading the Bible for comfort. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Oh, dear Lord, Lord, I know that I'm unequally yoked with an unbeliever, but I didn't understand how bad this could be. However, I've kept my mind separated from unrighteousness, and there's that other place in your word that says, and the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? Lord, I'm asking you again, please save my husband. Your word says that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Please save him, Lord. I want him to know you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Why she put up with me, I don't know, but she did. 2 years after we were married, I went to Memphis to work in construction, leaving Donnelly in Phoenix with our infant daughter. Although I was still drinking hard, I managed to have a good work history. When Donnelly came from Phoenix, I met her and the baby at the airport, took him to the place I had found for us to live.
I'm so glad to be with you again, Tom.
Don't say that till you see the inside of this place.
I don't care. It's home. Our home.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you. Go ahead. Take a look. Well?
One thing I like, it isn't cluttered.
Donnelly, you're quite a lady. That began what must have been the worst time of Donnelly's life. Sometimes there was nothing in the house to eat except cornflakes and water. Donnelly, you eat that stuff as if you like it.
Well, I'd like it better with milk and sugar, but this is all right, too.
I worked and I drank and chased around, but I established our own home in Memphis, a house without heat. During cold weather, Donnelly slept fully dressed and wore thick socks to keep warm. She stayed in the house most of that year, but I knew by then that she read the Bible. And she listened to Christian radio.
Unless you're born again of God's Holy Spirit, you carry a sin burden around with you night and day, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible also says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus paid your debt of sin so you could be free of that burden. No more guilt and shame. God sent his only Son who lived a life without sin so he could die for yours and mine. But he rose from the dead and lives forevermore to save you now. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Come to the cross and live. Come to the cross and receive eternal life. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Open the door, Donnelly.
I'm coming.
What took you so long?
I'm sorry, honey.
You know, you got nothing else to do around here except look after the kids and take care of me. I expect you to be right here when I need you.
I try, honey. Are you hungry? Supper's cold, but I can reheat it.
Ah, I don't want to eat that junk. I'm just going to sit a spell before going to bed.
I reckon you'll have to sleep it off on the floor, honey. I can't lift you onto the bed. Lord, if only he didn't drink. When he's not drinking, he's such a sweet man. If only he knew you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that he didn't wake the children. Save him, Lord. Please, save him.
In next week's sequel, we'll hear how this family was transformed. Until then, listening friend, whatever burden you carry, know that Jesus Christ came to lift that burden from you, to set you free. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Bible promises that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can do that now, wherever you are, by praying with us. Dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead and lives to give me new life. I repent of my sins against you. Please forgive me, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for the gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus. Come into my life and make me like you. In your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed, let us know, and we'll send you some literature to help you learn more about this new life. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry. www.unshackled.org. Be a friend and tell a friend about this program, when and how to listen. And please, thank the manager of this station for bringing you Unshackled. This is program number 3215. Heard in the classic true story of John Thomas Allen, part one, were Steve Downs, Liz Weifler, David Stewart, Michael Ward, Rick Plastina, and Guy Burrill. Original music, Don Badorf. Engineer, Kim Rasmussen. Script by Odell and Gabler. And I'm Tim Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. We love to know you listen, so please write soon. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Discouraged? You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.